KSL News Time is now 8:49. We're still following emergency triple team traffic. Back to you, Andy Farnsworth.
Brian, it's just a rough drive in Utah County. Just to get into the Salt Lake Valley, if you stay on I-15, it's going to take you an extra half hour from Pioneer Crossing in American Fork to the Highway 92, Timpanogos Highway exit. And that's just on that stretch of I-15. It does look like Pioneer Crossing will get you out to Redwood fairly quickly. And I don't see any slowing on Redwood itself other than waiting at traffic lights all the way up to Bangor Highway in Riverton, Eric Butler.
Beyond that, I-15 looking good from Point of the Mountain all the way into the downtown area on the northbound side. You do have eastbound slowing, though, on the 201 Highway. This is because of an accident right at the 215 West Belt. A lot of emergency vehicles on hand, and now the backup stretches beyond Bangor Highway, halfway between Bangor and 5600 West at this point. Heather?
We've got a crash in Ogden. It's on Wall Avenue. It's affecting traffic both northbound and southbound right near 700 South, so you may have to avoid that area or allow extra time. I-15 in good shape, though, from Ogden to downtown Salt Lake, about a 35-minute KSL travel time. Zero Res is collecting food for the Utah Food Bank. You pay just $33 per room, make a donation to the technician, and get an extra room cleaned free. Call Zero Res for details. Heather Kelly in the KSL Traffic Center.